This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
That reminds me of the incident of Abu Darda. Once there was a Jew, and there was the new Muslim. While he was building his house, while he was building the boundary of his house, his neighbor's tree was coming in between. So he could not build the boundary. So the Prophet told the neighbor that, give this tree to him, I will give you a tree in Jannah. He said, no. He refused. So Abu Darda heard of this. And Abu Darda had the biggest garden of dates in Medina. The biggest and the best garden of dates in Medina. When he heard this, he went to the Prophet and told him that, if I'm able to get that tree, will I get that tree in Jannah? The Prophet said, yes. Getting a tree in Jannah means Abu Darda will also go to Jannah. So Abu Darda goes to that man. He said, do you know who I am? He said, no. He says, I am Abu Darda. Ah, of course I know you. You have the best and the biggest gardens of dates in Medina. He tells that person, if you give this tree to me, I will give you in exchange my complete garden. The man was shocked. Is he crazy? For my one tree, the complete garden, the biggest in Medina. He willingly agrees. Abu Darda comes back to the farm and tells his wife, today I have struck a very good deal. What is it? He said, I sold my complete garden for a tree in Jannah. And his wife replies, ah, what an excellent deal have you struck. Today our wife will say, you're a fool. You should have given 10% of the garden. Why did you give full? Someone will say, you're a fool. Why did you give a full garden? You should have given half. But Abu Darda's wife says, what a good deal you have done. You have sold the full garden for a tree in Jannah. And after that, Abu Darda and his wife lived in poverty till they died. But they were promised paradise. These are the examples of the Sahabas. When we look at them, we are nothing. We feel ashamed. What are we doing? You see the lifestyle of the Prophet and the Sahabas and the Khulafa Rashideen. They put us to shame. And we are afraid to open our mouth. We are afraid to do da'wah. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2, verse number 120, the Jews and the Christians, they will never be satisfied until you follow their way of religion, until you follow their brand of religion. Allah is saying in Surah Baqarah chapter 2, verse number 120, you know, we try and impress the Westerners, our non-Muslims, okay, fine, you know, try to make them happy. Allah says, the Jews and the Christians, they will never be satisfied unless you become a Jew or a Christian. You try and satisfy them anything, they will never be satisfied until you become Jew or a Christian. Allah says in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2, verse 111, and they say that, you Muslims, you shall never enter Jannah unless you become a Jew or a Christian. You Muslims, with all your piety, with all your salah, with the mark on your forehead, with your saum, with your fasting, with your hajj, you shall never enter Jannah unless you become a Jew or a Christian. Allah continues and Allah replies, tilka amaniyuhum, this is the wishful thinking, bakwas hai bakwas, vain desires, tilka amaniyuhum, qul hatu buranakum in kuntum sadiqeen, produce your proof, but if you're truthful. Allah says that when anyone makes tall claims that only we will go to paradise, Allah says, "Kul hatu buranakum." This is your wishful thinking, your vain desires, bakwas hai bakwas. Kul, tell them, hatu buranakum, produce your proof, in kuntum sadiqeen, but if you're truthful. And these Christians, they have produced their burhan, their holy Bible, in no less than 2,000 different languages of the world. My Bible says this, my Bible says that. My Bible says this, my Bible says that. Christian missionaries throughout the world. They are knocking at the doors of the Muslims. They are knocking at our doors and saying, my Bible says this, my Bible says that. Allah says, Qul hatu buranakum, produce your proof. They have produced their proof. They have produced their proof, the Bible, in no less than 2,000 different languages of the world. And they go on knocking at the doors of the Muslims. My Bible says this, my Bible says that. My Bible says this, my Bible says that. What do we have to do? Do we have to swallow hook, line and sinker? When anyone shows you the proof, what do? You check the proof. When someone shows you the identity card, you check whether it is correct or not. So they are showing you the proof, the Bible. What are we doing? Are we checking the Bible?